Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the God's Healer 7 End Time Prophecy Channel. I'm Sister Barbara, and I'm here today with the prophecy I received yesterday. Let's see. Yesterday was April 13th, 2024. I think I got it about 6:30 to 7 a.m. in the morning. So before we start, let's do the prayer of Jabez. Again, the prayer of Jabez is in the scriptures. I read that book probably, I want to say 2005, 2007, and I rearranged the prayer so that I could speak it. What a lovely day. Oh God the Father in heaven, in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, bless me indeed. Expand my territory. Keep evil and the devil away from me and my family. Let your hand be with me always, and please don't ever let me cause anyone harm or pain. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Now, I'm on roll here, just so you know that. I was already speaking in tongues before we started this. So join me in the King James Version Bible. Thank you, Jesus, that we're here. I'm going to be in the book of Matthew. Whoa, look. Thank you, Lord. Book of Matthew, let's see, Matthew 25. Let's start at... Let's start at verse 1, for those who don't know this whole thing. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels, with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Whoa. Guess you know what I feel here. And at midnight, there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." And all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves." Okay, now this is important. "And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut," right there. "And they that went to buy," could say it again, "the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage." Are you ready? Okay, let's see. "Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not." I mean, he's tough, really. This is why I say you need to know him. Because there's a lot of nonsense out there. People that don't know the Bible, never read it, and they're giving you scriptures and telling you stuff. You need to know it yourself. All right, so here we go. Right, this I got April 13th, Saturday Sabbath, let's see. I started getting in the morning. I wrote it in my phone around 9 o'clock. "The bridegroom is coming. The bridegroom is coming. Listen, listen for the shout. The bridegroom is coming." Now here. "I'm pouring oil on my sheep. My witnesses are anointed with a special portion." This is interesting. "Millions will vanish. Great tribulation will make way for the exterminator." The exterminator. Know your Bible, read it. We're in trouble here, those that are going to be left behind. They don't have a clue what's going to hit them. Let's say it again. "Millions will vanish, great tribulation will make way for the exterminator." So, where do you stand there? Are you ready? He's not going to wait, he's going to close the door. You're not going to get in if you're not ready. I'm on here for what? Since 2011, saying the same thing over and over. This is urgent. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You can read about that in the book of Acts, Acts 2:38. You do not want to be left behind here. I have prophecy out there. You could go on my channel page. I think the actual first video that you see is about where have all the people gone. The people are with him. That's what happened. He's calling his people. Millions will vanish. Think of the chaos when millions of people disappear. Years ago, I read the book series, Left Behind. I actually have the videos of it. Maybe we'll watch that tonight. I was explaining all this to my son, Joseph, yesterday. What's coming? What's going to happen before all this war stuff started? This is it. This is it, the war. The war is the trigger. It says it in the scripture. You want to be prepared. Your heart needs to be prepared. Before you go to sleep tonight, you ask the Lord for forgiveness of your sins. Turn from your sins. Ask him for forgiveness. Ask him that you are worthy to escape the wrath to come. The wrath to come, straight up here, is the exterminator. Great tribulation will make way for this exterminator. And here, this is interesting in here. He has the exterminator, which I'll say is Antichrist. And then he mentions, and my hair is standing up, my witnesses are anointed with a special portion. You're going to see amazing things happening here. You don't want to be left behind down here when millions of people vanish. Because it's going to be, I'm going to say, hell on earth before the Lord comes. All right, let's see, what else? I'm all wound up here. Okay, let's see. The bridegroom is coming. Listen for the shout. The bridegroom is coming. Are you ready? Read the Bible. You must be born again to enter the kingdom. I'm not making it up. Read it yourself. You need to know the Bible from front to back. I had it, the Lord say at one time to me, or Brother Dan, I'm not really sure. How can you know the end if you don't know the beginning? You need to read the book front to back. You need to read the whole thing together, not take little pieces out. And I see that's what a lot of preachers do. They'll take one little sentence out and they'll tell you this big story around it that doesn't actually fit in with the rest of the Bible. This is why you need to know it yourself. You must have the Holy Spirit. You need the discerning. Like I said, when I hear something or somebody sends me a video to look at and say, what do you think? And I listen to it and I'm like, well, I'm not getting the Holy Spirit feeling. I'm not getting quickened by the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit is not bearing witness. This is what you need. You need the discernment. You need the Holy Spirit in you to bear witness to the truth. Can I say it plainer? No. Think about that and meditate on it. There is great deception coming. It's already out there. You're going to be deceived if you don't have spiritual eyes and spiritual ears. You are going to be deceived. It even says it in the scripture about even the elect being deceived. You must know it yourself. Read the Bible. Now, right now, I was talking to my son about the book of Revelation last night and what the Lord is going to do with the seals, the trumpets, and so on. We were discussing the trumpets. You need to talk to your children about this before things happen. You need to know this. There is an age of accountability, knowing right from wrong. This is how the Lord works. You must talk to your children. Their lives depend on it. Your life depends on it. You must teach them. They have to learn it from you. And I said this before. I did it in the car. You can't escape. I did it at dinner. You're eating. You can't go nowhere. Talk to them. You're their parents. Talk to them. They need you to tell them. All right, I'm rambling here. But you need to know this. Millions are going to vanish. Great tribulation will make way for the exterminator. Now, I have several prophecies out there on Antichrist and the tyrant dictators. Now, what I just did before, excuse me, is I put up on my Facebook pages and on the YouTube channel. Years ago, I don't know how many years ago. I don't even want to guess because I don't know. Let's just say that several years ago I was praying. And I asked the Lord, and I never asked him before. I asked him about when the rapture is going to take place. Now, he answered me in that session of me praying. He answered me, and you might want to check that video out. It's on the Facebook pages, and it's on the Godseller 7 channel page. Look at that video, because it's happening right now what the answer was. This is urgent. Have a plan. Have an emergency plan. Have some extra cash on hand. Have some spare food. I just went online and I ordered some things because if there is war, and there is, supplies may be hard, in shortage, I'll say it that way. There may be a shortage of supplies. So order some supplies. Have things on hand. Let your family know what's coming. Be prepared. Don't be a victim crying. I said this many, many times. Don't be a victim crying, "Oh, I didn't know." Yes, you did. Open your eyes, look around. I'm telling you now, get ready. All right, I think we're done here. Asking prayers for all of our friends and subscribers out there. I'm not going to name everyone. Let's see, dear Lord, please pour out a blessing on all of your friends and subscribers listening to your prophecy messages. They're not my messages, they are the Lord's. We need your help down here, and we know what's happening right now in Israel. We know this is the sign. So please help us and keep us under your protection, under your wing. In Jesus' name, I pray. All right, I love you guys. Just want to say that. Make sure you tell your family how much you love them every day, because it could be your last day. You never know what's going to happen. All right. God bless you all. We love you guys. Just please remember to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like and share. And hit the notification button so that you know what's coming up, I should say. Same thing on Facebook. Please, please, please share the videos, because YouTube is not. That's why I reposted that one on the rapture today. They're not showing anything. So please share it on your pages and like and share it again. So God bless you. We love you guys. And thank you, everyone, for everything you do for us. Translations in other languages. Thank you for gifts and cards and notes we get in the mail. Thank you, everyone, that supports the ministry financially so we can help other people that are in trouble. We love you. God bless you, and have a blessed and safe day today.